Welcome back, everyone, to a special marathon double edition of Hilchos Shneim Ochzin Alecho Lamaisa. We are in, actually, we're in the Wi-Fi network, at least, of the Young Israel of West Hempstead, and we are recording Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet Seif Hey, in other words, called Ha. So, cold? Ha! Laugh it off! Get up and go learn. Here we go. We've been talking about Uman, and that's what brings us to the Young Israel of West Hempstead, long story, but that's also going to take us out of Uman. So we have the din. We said before that when someone has an object, and it's the type of object that normally people don't rent or lend, but by this guy, he fixes them. So therefore, the fact that he's holding on to an object doesn't prove it's his, because very likely, Reuven gave him it to him, right? It's been a while, so Peter repairs Parker pens, yeah? So Reuven sends his pen to Peter, or Reuven claims he did, and Peter says, nah-uh. And normally people don't lend or rent Parker pens, and therefore we believe the guy holding on to it and say, no, it's mine, he bought it from him or whatever. But here, where we have a very good story for how it would have gotten to Peter, even without that, then we say that Reuven did. So fine. I mean, Reuven did give it to him to work it, and now he's working on it, and therefore he does not have the kind of power. Now the question is, what happens when he stops doing that? So if, hey, you're at a Uman Munaso, when the Uman leaves his job, when he stops doing that kind of a job, Adam. He's like other people, meaning now he's just a normal guy. So Peter Parker used to repair Parker pens. Now he repairs nothing. He won the lottery, and he's going off to learn in Kolo. But so he repairs the world, yeah? But he doesn't repair pens. So Lameisa, now someone comes and says, hey, I gave you a Parker pen. Whoops, sorry, pal. Bought it from you. I usually fix them. Well, still, too bad. Nothing we can do about that. And that is going to be the halacha. Therefore, Haru Kishar called him. He's like anybody else. And since people don't normally rend or lend Parker pens, therefore, the fact that he's holding on to it, we say, sorry, it actually does belong to him. It does not belong to Reuven. Not only that, what happens when Peter won the lottery on Friday the 13th, right? Lucky day to win things. And then, but on Thursday the 12th, he got a Parker pen from Reuven. And now he says that it's his. So what's the story? Yeah, because we know that he had this on Thursday the 12th, but now it's Monday, the next, whatever day after that is, doesn't matter for this. And what's the dealio? And the answer is, that we say, we treat him as a normal guy, and therefore he has the right and the power over his Parker pen. V'yesh omrim, though there is a yesh omrim. T'davka sh'nishtahe biyado achar she'irad mu'naso. Because let's think about it, yeah? It's true. I'm no longer in the business, yeah? I don't repair Parker pens anymore. The fact that I'm having it, it's because it belongs to me. That's the only reason I would have the Parker pen. Very nice, and I taco believe you. But the problem is that on, you know, Thursday the 12th, I gave you the pen, and then you quit your job. Now it's a day later, so we really should believe that it's still Reuven's pen, because it is normal for Reuven to have given it to Shimon. The whole logic of Uman versus not Uman is, would it be reasonable for Reuven to give it to Shimon? And really, it would be reasonable for Reuven to give it to Shimon. So then shouldn't we say here that Reuven gave it to Peter on Thursday? Shkoyach, now it's Sunday, he's not working there anymore. But we understand how it got there. So really, we should say that it should go back to Reuven. But no. So that's the question. Yesh Omrim, some people bring in and say, Davka shenishta biyado, achar shirad munaso zman, she'en derech laniach kokon zman kelem beis uman, achar shenoda shirad munaso. It's a lot of translating here, but I'll tell you the Yesh Omrim. Could be that if the Parker pen was in his hand for, let's say, 3 days, so now it's very normal that if Reuven gave him the pen yesterday, and now, or says he did, and Reuven's coming back 3 days later, let's say, oh, I heard you just quit your job. Can I have my pen back? Then, fine. Yeah, because it's very normal it would be by Peter, because Reuven gave it to him, and that's very normal. But if Reuven comes back, let's say, 6 years later, and says, hey, I gave you that pen before, and now it's 6 years from now. I gave it to you when you were a repairman. Remember those days? Long story. Back then, oh, it was so different. It used to cost only a quarter to make a telephone call, and you could get a whole gallon of milk and a box of cigarettes for a nickel. You had to walk uphill both ways to school, and everything was still in black and white. You know, the reminiscing about the past, all those types of jokes that older people make. Good, good. And now, Reuven says, and I gave you that pen. So we check if the pen is black and white, yeah? We check if it makes sense that someone would normally give something to a repairman, find out they quit their job. At a certain point, you would normally go to the repairman, and that's what you would do. So we'll say, Taka, that's the same thing here. If it's the short amount of time, that it makes sense to say that Reuven would have just gone to him and asked for his friend back, then we say it's Reuven's. But if we say it's so long from now, obviously Reuven must have gone back already to get the stuff. Therefore, we do trust Shimon. We just say it's by Shimon. That was Sif. Hey, that was a lot. Sif Vav is going to be a lot too. Ben Ha'uman. What about the son of Peter? Peter's son. Yeah, Jordan. Peter's son. Yeah, he's not an Uman. That was very clever. You just have to think about it. He is not an Uman. What's the story with him? Imba Batanas Atzmo. Now Jordan's holding on to Peter's pen, meaning the pen that Reuven gave Peter. Sha'omer Shekhno Mibalav. So if Jordan says, I bought the pen from Reuven, then okay, true. Ariel Bnei Adam, because why not? Me'aviv. If, however, he says, I inherited it from my father, Ariel, then we say, well, why was it in your father's shop? Was it because of his own stuff, or was it from his father, from Reuven? V'im Befanai Hodalo, if, however, it's sort of amigo, let's say he says, no, it is my pen. I bought it from Reuven. Why did I buy it from? Oh, because I saw that he admitted it to him, that Reuven gave Yishomrim. Then some people say, meaning there's another opinion here. Hanu davka kishe shaha achar mos aviv zman shein derech aniach kol kach zman kelim beis uman achar shemes aviv. This whole idea of saying that he inherited it, that depends. Think about it. If it's been a short amount of time, meaning what happened here? Okay. Reuven gave, maybe, all right, Reuven's claiming he gave the pen to Peter. Peter's dead. Now Jordan has the pen. So if Jordan says, listen, he died 50 years ago, and now I have this pen. You really want to tell me Reuven left it by him, and Reuven never came and claimed it and got it back? That's too much. But if we say that, okay, whatever, let's say Peter died on Tuesday, the whatever, the 17th. Now or 18th, doesn't matter. Now that next day, obviously Reuven's gonna give them Shiva and Shloshim, and then he's gonna come back and say, listen, I left stuff here, can I have it back? If he did that, meaning if it's that short amount of time that he would still do that, then we believe Reuven. But if not, then we say that it belonged to Peter and therefore to Jordan. V'nira leader Amar writes, Davka la'achar mos aviv. This whole idea of saying that the son got it from his father, not working, that's in a case where he inherited it. That's when, if the father actually died, we don't believe him because maybe he inherited it from his father, but we don't even believe him if he says lekucha biyadi. He doesn't have any sort of amigo. Unless it waited such a long time, then we'll say, okay, at that point, so obviously the son's not going to be any weaker than the father. That doesn't make any sense. So if we say that it's been such a long time that the father, that Reuven obviously would have come back and claimed it and he didn't, so then we'll say, fine, okay, what do you want from him already? But let's say Peter's alive. Jordan has the pen. In a benton shalakho. Jordan says, I bought the pen from Reuven. Rama says, Neman b'kolinyon. We believe him. He's like a totally different guy. If Jordan lives in his father's house, right? Because Jordan doesn't have great power, he doesn't take responsibility. Mamela, he still eats by Peter. Yeah, he doesn't take responsibility for his own actions. Fine. So then we could say, yeah, you know why he has this? Because Peter has this. You know why Peter has this? Because Reuven has this. But if Jordan's living out his own life and he moved off to Canada and he became a psychologist, and now he says, listen, I bought this pen. Yeah, my father happens to be a pen repairman, and Reuven's saying he gave it to him, but I don't know what to tell you. I bought the pen from Reuven. So then we say that, why not? Okay. Come on, Simon Test, which I don't think we're going to get to during this program. Let's go to the next Simon. Mazel Tov. Simon Kuflamen Hey, Kala. There's Hashem. Those of us who that would be relevant to, we should either, be zocha to find them, right? If we're, the single men and the single woman should be zocha to be them. Everybody else, to marry them off. Okay, din ha'masek b'balei chayim, gon behema ve'evem. To obviously to all these people, to great Yerei Shemayim. Okay, din ha'masek b'balei chayim, gon behema ve'evem. This is what happens if somebody. How does somebody acquire, and what are the din of chazakas when it comes to animals and living things in general? Avadim, let's say. The rules of acquisition of living things are obviously very different for us, especially because we're trying to figure out, does this belong by Reuven or by Shimon? Now, by an object, objects don't move. So therefore, if it's here, it's probably because it belongs there. And if it's there, it's probably because it belongs there. But with animals and with people, with I can move around, maybe that's a little bit weaker. So let's see if Aleph. Aleph Pisha Machzik Badav. This is the bonus round, by the way, guys. Aleph Pisha Machzik Badavra Metaltel Naaman Lomar Shu Shalo. Even though the guy who holds on to a movable object, you say, okay, it's his. He does not have this automatic believability with living things. Since they move around, there's this whole other point of maybe it just randomly just walked out and went into his house. So we can't make any assumptions. Alternatively, maybe the animal was wandering around and he took it and brought it home. Therefore, if Reuven, the Ma'arer, remember, R for Reuven, Ma'arer, R, Reuven the pirate, Edom Shushalo. He brings witnesses and says, "Aye, that be his animal or living thing." What happens then? Sorry, I'm all thirsty. Then Nishba has this Venantel. Reuven can swear the smallest Shvuah derabanan and take. V'im ein lo Edom. What if Reuven has no witnesses? Then Nishba Hamachzik Hasas, sorry, well Midbashalo, he then Shimon, the one who the Machzik, the one holding on to it, he's the one who swears and he gets to keep it. Now, Uvamakum, if you give your animal to a shepherd, then a shachar arvis halachas, there is such a thing as nowadays, let's say we have Rover. Yeah, this is an app. I'm not advertising for them at all. I don't know anything about it. I know one person who worked for them. He does a very good job, but that's not saying that the whole app is good. I'm just literally not advertising, but it is good to know about, I guess, that they walk your animals, they walk your dogs, they walk your pets, they, you know, can house sit, take care of animals. Fine. So obviously the way that works with a dog sitter or with a dog walker says, I'm going to be there at 10:30 a.m. He come or she comes at 10:30 a.m. and takes the dog, goes for the walk, returns at the time they're supposed to. And that's what happens. So there's no like in between time of like, oh yeah, you know, it's not like a UPS delivery window. They're like, oh yeah, oh, whatever. You let the dog out front and I'll come outside to pick him up at somewhere between 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Obviously, that's not how it works. Yeah. It's a lot more precise. So in that type of a situation, then now, binyan she'ena halachas levada klal, it comes out that the dog is never wandering around outside on its own because either it's in Reuven's house or the person, the dog walker comes, David, the dog walker comes by and takes it. Those are the only two options. Therefore, Dina Kishar Metaltalin, it's like Shar Metaltalin, Hamachzik, because now it's basically movable objects. Whoever's holding onto it, that's who's holding onto it. So let's say just an example, America versus Israel. American dogs, generally speaking, in most neighborhoods, even if they're like free running dogs, they stay in the front yard. You know, they're not like off blocks and blocks away. You know, so therefore, if the dog is at someone's house, it probably lives there. And if the dog is someone else's house, it probably lives there. And that's what happens. But in Israel, depending on the neighborhoods, my uncle has a dog, and I don't know if they still have that dog. Actually, no. That's the point. I thought my uncle had a dog. This really happened to me. Sorry, this is a really complicated story. My uncle has actually had many, many dogs. But there's this one beagle that I thought belonged to him because I kept seeing it around his house. I found out later that it actually belonged to his like in-laws, whatever. They lived about a 20-minute walk away, but it's Eretz Yisrael. It's Nes Tziona. So you have a dog, and the dog knows the 20-minute walk from the in-laws to the kids. And so therefore the dog was just there half the time. And I thought, oh yeah, you know why I don't see him? Because he's in the backyard. The answer is no. In reality, it didn't live there at all. It just happened to be spending a lot of time there. So that's this example of the opposite. I don't know what any of this has to do with. Oh, actually, this is both exactly what we're talking about here. So fine, okay, we have that idea. Good. So bottom line, in Eretz Yisrael type of a situation, you'd say by a dog that if Reuven has it, that doesn't mean anything. And if Shimon has it, that doesn't mean anything. It can just randomly wander around. I remember once, whatever, I ended up being on a walk, a totally different place, exploring the neighborhood, and then I saw that exact dog. It was just like, hey, and it seemed to recognize me. Like, what are you doing here? The answer is, it was in between the two places. Crazy times. But in America, hopefully, you don't have such a thing. Okay, fine. So in America, you'd say that wherever it is, that's whose it is. In order to show you would not. What about a case where this animal is like metaltalin? But he took it to, sorry, what happens now if someone says, hey, you damaged me the worth of that animal. You damaged, meaning your animal, your dog, damaged me up until its value in damage. Or, you owed me a certain amount of money, and now that's why I have the dog and I'm seizing the dog. What's the story there? Because he already took the money, sort of. So now he's saying that he took the dog, but he has the chazaka on the money. So what's the story? He can swear the stronger shvuah, shvuah d'oraisa, to get to keep it. Again, it's not really d'oraisa, it's a shvuah d'rabanan, but it's considered a more serious shvuah. There are those who say that if he held on to it for 3 years, then it's straight up a chazaka regardless. Okay? Avad kanani gadol. What about an avad? Not elderly, you know, just an adult avad. Dinuka behema. Ve'en lo chazaka ad achar shalosh shanim. He's treated like a behema for this, meaning that there is no idea of chazaka by him until after 3 years. Me'achar shehu mahalich. Because again, he can wander around. Ramavat sarcha machzik lovi raya shishimei shalo kol shalosh shanim halalu. The machzik needs to prove that he actually was actually his avad during this time. I can have it. I mean, he just says, I have him now. And says, well, yeah, I had him for 3 years. Who says? I don't believe you. But if we see 3 years of family pictures and he's in the back and he's holding, you know, whatever, a tray of drinks, I don't know, then, okay, now we can understand. What about a tiny little baby? Doesn't walk around yet. Dino kishar metalto, and then it's like a non-movable object. Yitzel chazaka miyad. And right away, holding on to it is proof. Even if the mother often travels to the house of the machzik. So let's say, for example, there's a ladies' Tehillim group at the Schwartz's, and Mrs. Goldblum, there's this baby, and now we're wondering whose baby is it? Well, if it's at the Goldblum's house, they can claim that it's theirs. Even if Mr. Schwartz goes to the Goldblum's every week. I might be getting the case backwards, but you get the general idea. Ad Khan, congratulations, everybody, for the learning that we did.